Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and that's Stevie Nicks bringing us back, one of the great singer-songwriters of our time for sure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meiser, Dr. Ivan Meiser, founder of Business Network International, BNI.com, something under a billion members across thousands and tens of thousands of chapters around the galaxy, and one of the great international organizations that just was an entrepreneurial case study. If you've ever wanted to study how something got started and just grew organically around the world, the BNI would be a good one to do, and the quality of the organization reflects the quality of the founder. And I'm glad to know he's our friend. Ivan, thanks again for being here.
Always good to be on the show, always.
Author of many, many books, folks, all the books of importance on networking like a pro, Avoid the Networking Disconnect, the 29% Solution. I've got too many to, we would run out of time if I mentioned all of them, but find them. Go to BNI.com. You can find out more about it, and Ivan, and of course, Amazon's got all his books. We're talking about the worst things, the five things that people thought were the least important in networking. Being fearless and confident. I'm surprised at that. Ask for the sale. That does, now I agree with that. If you're networking, that is absolutely the last place to ask for the sale. Now, Ivan, if I walk up to you and say, and somehow in our conversation, you ask me what I do, and I tell you that I do so-and-so, and you say, I'll take one of those, that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But the problem is that people are just constantly asking for the sale. When you know, they're using networking as that face-to-face cold calling opportunity. And I tell people, look, even a blind squirrel can find a nut. You'll stumble over business, like you just described. But if you want to network, then networking is really about building relationships. And I don't know what it is with salespeople. They just can't stop themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just can't. It's like salesman's Tourette's. You know, they just pop
well,
out.
Well, so, a networking scenario, a networking scene is a prospecting, a low-impact prospecting environment. It is not a sales environment.
I think that's a good way of describing it. But despite that, people seem to do it too often. And the truth is, and this survey shows it really clearly, that asking for the sale in a networking environment does not go over well. It's one of the least effective strategies, according to
I'm surprised this wasn't on the bottom.
Well, it's pretty close to the bottom. Let's take a look at the next three. The last one in particular is interesting to me.
Self-promoter.
The next one is self-promoter. The third least important skill was being a self-promoter. And this particular result seems completely counterintuitive at first. You know, how can self-promotion not be an important skill for great networkers? Well, the answer is that in order for networking to be effective, it has to be about the relationship, not the transaction. And many people really get this wrong. I think it's the single biggest reason why some people hate networking. Mm-hmm. They go to a networking event, and one person after another is trying to sell to them. So very few introverts can be called self-promoters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the examples where an introvert...
Well, there's a time to be a self-promoter, and there's a time not to be a self-promoter. I mean, sometimes it's time, and sometimes it's not. At a networking event, your goal is to find out, to learn about other people, not to tell them about you. And, of course, somebody's going to say, Ivan, well, wait a minute. If two people are talking, somebody's got to give it up, right? So at some point in time, you get two real pros, and one of them says, you go first. No, you go first. No, I insist you go first. You know, somebody's got to give it up at first. But it is a little bit of a dance that you got to go through. But you can't, if you're a self-promoter, that just turns people off.
It does turn people off. And I think in a networking environment, it's a matter of subtle self-promotion. you got to be subtle with it. I mean, you clearly want to talk about your business, but if you hit people over the head with your business, it actually has the opposite impact.
Isn't it best to have like, you know, I think about when you look at how when cooks are baking, you know, they've got these little cups, these little quarter cup, eighth cup, you know, 16th of a cup. They've got all these little cups that are sitting inside of each other, right? Yes. And so you should have your message in every one of those little cups, so that if somebody says, "Tell me what you do," you give them that little bitty cup and you pour that out on them, so to speak, and then see where that goes, right?
Yes, and we talk about that a little in networking, like a pro, that you use a unique selling proposition, something that kind of gets their attention, that can, you know, makes the eyebrows go up, where they go, "Tell me more about that."
Or they don't, and you shut up.
Or they don't, and you shut up. But if you have given them an opportunity to talk, then generally speaking, the kind of people that I want to network with, they're going to then give you an opportunity to speak, and you can go deeper than that.
But I mean, if I tell you what I do, and I get nothing back from you, that's not necessarily a sign that I need to give you another cupful.
No, you're right, and I think that's where people feel overwhelmed in the networking environment,
right,
where people
right.
just go on and on and on and on about themselves.
BNI.com, folks. The books are available wherever books are sold, on Amazon, Business Network International. They can sign up. Can they sign up for the newsletter?
Yes, you can sign up for the newsletter. We had some changes recently, but yeah, you can sign up to get the newsletter. It's free.
And wherever you are in the world, folks, if you click, you'll find out where there's an association, I mean a chapter near you, anywhere on the planet. So check that out, BNI.com. We're going to talk some more about some of the things you don't want to do as a professional networker. 10 tips, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.